muscle of men on the brink of an assault. The next, it was alive with attacking mantas. They came from every direction, not 50 feet high, in twos and threes, and this time their lightning was not their most important weapon. The first flights ghosted in and dropped fleshy, sausage-shaped objects 4 feet long. Boiling, oily flames splashed everywhere. Toad-killer dog howled in the heart of an accurately delivered barrage. Soldiers shrieked, horses screamed and bolted, baggage weapons caught fire. The wicker man would have screamed in rage had he been able. But had he had the capability, he would not have had the time. He had been preparing a snare, and while he had concentrated on that, they had caught him flat-footed. He was enveloped in flame. He dared not think of anything else. He suffered badly before he shielded himself with the chrysalis of protective spells. He was sprawled on the earth then, his wicker body charred and broken. His pain was terrible, and his rage more so. Bladders continued to fall. Mantas that had dumped theirs returned with their lightning. The wicker man extended his charm to include a pair of shamans. One struggled to lift the wicker man's battered frame. The other found the tag ends of the limper's charm and began to weave it stronger. The remnant of the wicker man waved a blackened arm. A manta tumbled from the night, little lightning bolts popping and snapping around it. The wicker man waved again. Toad-killer dog charged the temple. Most of the men followed. A quick, successful assault would mean shelter from the horror in the sky. That horror pursued them. The air above the limper had become too dangerous. Fire bladders fell and blossomed orange, finishing the baggage and supplies. Safe now, the wicker man forgot the fires. He chained his anger. He returned to his interrupted task. As Toad-killer dog neared the monastery wall, something reached out and flicked him away the way a man flicks a bug. Soldiers tumbled around him. There would be no shelter from the devils in the sky. Yet a few men did keep going, their progress unimpeded. Why? The mantas came down on rippling wings. Toad-killer dog hurled himself into the air. His jaws closed on dark flesh. The wicker man murmured while the two shamans recovered something from the smoldering remains of a wagon. He beamed at them, oblivious to the surrounding holocaust. The thing they brought him was an obsidian serpent, arrow straight, 10 feet long and 6 inches thick. The detail was astonishingly fine. Its ruby eyes blazed as they reflected the fires. The witch doctor staggered under its weight. One cursed the heat still trapped in it. The wicker man smiled his terrible smile. He began singing a dark song in the breathless whisper. The obsidian serpent began to change. Life flowed through it. It twitched. Wings unfolded, long wings of darkness that cast shadows.